This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, the invasion has begun. Hundreds of members of the Honduran caravan, which is really a lot more than just Hondurans, they tried to storm the border recently. They just tried to bum rush the U.S. border, saying, forget it, we're not going to wait for processing, we're not going to wait for asylum, we're just going to basically just invade the United States and just burst through the border and then relocate to sanctuary cities where they will be protected by liberals. And then they'll be given the right to vote, they'll be given free welfare, free benefits that you have to pay for, you as an American taxpayer. And so they tried to bum rush the border, and they were stopped. And they were stopped with non-lethal defensive tactics such as tear gas, which just means, hey, stop and turn around. Don't come here. We're using tear gas. Tear gas has a special message with it, which is turn around or we'll have to escalate to something more. You know, here's the thing. Nearly all Americans agree that a foreign invasion of America has to be stopped. And 90% plus of these caravan members are military-aged males. If you look at the videos and photos that are honest, not the fake news media, which just tries to photograph children and women, there are very few women and children. 90% plus are military-aged men who have left women and children behind, and they're invading America. And almost every sane person agrees that when your country is being invaded, you have the right to stop the invasion. You have a right to defend yourself. In fact, even if you don't consider it to be an invasion, even if you just consider it to be immigration, well, immigration has to be done in an orderly fashion. You can't just say, hey, everybody just bum rush the country, just rush on in. You have to have an orderly system. And these people claim to be applying for asylum, political asylum. That's not even true. They just want money. They want jobs. They want freebies. They want handouts, entitlements. And who pays for those? You do. And then they come in, and of course, all the criminals who are fleeing murder convictions and drug convictions in other South American countries, they join in with the caravan because it's a way for them to escape what they face at home, whether it's in Colombia or Honduras or even Venezuela, for that matter, or Nicaragua, whatever. They're fleeing, and they're joining in the caravan hoping to get into the United States. Once they get in, do you think maybe they're going to join up with the drug gangs and the violent gangs and the kidnapping gangs and the gun-running gangs? Yeah, of course they are. You're just inviting in a bunch of criminals who are eventually going to show up in your town, wherever you are. They're going to show up in your town and cause violence in your neighborhoods. They're going to cost you money. Do we have a right to stop these people? You bet we do. And not only do we have a right to stop them with tear gas or rubber bullets, but if they continue, if they climb the fence, if they come in, if they burst in, if they violate the law, if they attack our Border Patrol agents, we have the right to arrest these people and charge them with the felony crimes they're committing. They don't have an automatic right to be a citizen. That's not something that's automatic. America is not the doormat of the whole world. You can't just have everybody coming in, marching in, and demanding voting rights and benefits, even though that's what the Democrats want. And so the Democrats are freaking out. Oh my God, tear gas was used. Well, Obama used tear gas back in 2013. I mean, his administration did use tear gas against another group of so-called immigrants, actually illegal foreign nationals trying to burst into the United States. Tear gas was used on them. The media didn't freak out because it was Obama's tear gas. Apparently, Obama's tear gas hurts less than Trump's tear gas. Trump's tear gas is the really, really hard, harsh stuff. It really makes your eyes water. But Obama tear gas, it's just like a regular 4th of July smoke bomb, apparently. It doesn't harm you at all. The media is so insane. Just, they hope you don't remember that Obama did the same thing. that Obama, his policies were, quote, separating families at the border. You know, they just hope you don't remember anything that happened in recent memory. In any case, we have the right to defend our border. We have the right to build a wall. We have the right to arrest those who try to enter the country illegally. We welcome legal immigration. Again, I'm married to an immigrant. I support immigration, but we get to pick and choose who we want to come in, and we should choose it based on a merit-based system. In other words, we want entrepreneurs, we want scientists, we want those who can create jobs. We welcome people of different countries and different nationalities and different languages and different cultures, different religions, different everything. But you can't just waltz in because you're a criminal fleeing prosecution in your home country and you think you can get a free pass by joining the Honduran caravan. You can't just waltz into America and then claim all these benefits. Doesn't work that way. You want to immigrate to America? Stand in line. Like my wife and I did. We stood in line. It took many years for my wife to become a legal citizen with a U.S. passport, a U.S. citizen, all that stuff. We did that legally. We went through the legal process. Why? Because we're law-abiding citizens. Never been arrested, never had a speeding ticket, never been charged with any crime, nothing. We are legal citizens, and we demand that the same system of legal immigration be applied to others. Is that too much to ask for? Is it a crazy thought that other people should follow the rules too? Or is it only us Americans who have to follow the rules and everybody else is allowed to do whatever the hell they want? I don't think so. This is America. It's supposed to be about fairness, which means if you want to enter the country, you need to do so in a fair way. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, migrants.news, for more coverage of this particular issue, migrants.news or openborders.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.